Today's the day. I've been brewing a second podcast, and it's launch day for the brand new show, The Podcaster's Journey, now available worldwide on every single listening platform. And yes, I get the irony that this new podcast is a podcast about a podcast. Very meta, right? But I wanted to share a little bit about what's going on with me, as you're always so kind to be interested. And I have been having the most surreal and interesting time behind the scenes. And I mentioned in a previous episode that my mother is really sick, and she still is. And I have been given an opportunity by my day job to take a family leave to take care of her. And what a gift, honestly. I have been given a few weeks off of work and have been caring for her. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced caring for a parent or a loved one that's really close to you as things change with her health. But it has been like nothing I've ever experienced. We have been able to connect in a really different way that I don't know that we would have had the opportunity to otherwise. And we've been able to talk about so much, like her fears, dying, living, her frustrations, and the pain of going through chemotherapy. And her favorite thing is her cherished memories. And she's able to talk about her endless stories of when we were kids. And she loves to laugh. And so it's fun to, you know, even though she's going through a lot and it's been very painful, it's been really exciting to see her spirit and her fighting for her spirit as well, even when things are really, really tough. It's interesting to witness that, and I'm super grateful for this. And I love having this protected time with her. And I'm so grateful to my company and my leadership for being so supportive and encouraging for me to spend this kind of time with my mother. But let me explain why I am starting a second podcast on top of my full-time job, on top of my family of two kids, my family of four, caring for my mom, and this podcast. This podcast is really my baby. Culture Changers is my baby. I love it so much. And when I launched Culture Changers in 2019, I caught the podcasting bug hard. I am not tech savvy at all. And my husband will tell you when I'm ready to flip tables over Jersey style, when my computer freezes up. But As it comes to podcasting, I have just loved every aspect of it, and especially the ability to connect with you. I mean, podcasting is a medium like no other. It's so intimate. It's so effective. It's allowed me to interview some of my personal heroes and share the most curious and interesting messages that have changed lives. And along the way, I've caught another bug, and that is helping others find their voices and get their messages out into the podcast world. I loved helping people start their podcast. So I've got a program called Press Play Podcast. I know it's such a mouthful. I really need to change it maybe. But it's been such an incredible journey helping people start their podcast through the course that I've put together and the collaborative program that I've put together. And I bet you'll relate to this. If you have been trying, and regardless if you've got a podcast or not, if you've been trying to grow your Instagram account or trying to figure out, you know, or maybe in a Facebook page, or you might have a blog or some type of anything, even if it's just personal, and you've probably been trying to figure out what is the winning combination to find your groove and resonate with a bunch of people that you get and they get you, and they, you know, you just feel like you're in this micro community. That's what I feel like in the podcast world. And so I love to try new equipment and software. I love to experiment with different topics that I'm curious about, experiment with show structures, and even try new ways to market and engage the audience. I mean, it's happening right now. I mean, Culture Changers is typically an interview show, but there's also a big value in giving your listeners a peek behind the curtain and going solo once in a while. Are you still into it? I don't know, but rest assured, I'm going to pay attention to how or if you respond to this show or any of my other episodes. So please know, anytime you text me or leave a review or comment on a social media post or DM me your thoughts on an episode, or the crown jewel of responses, you share these episodes with people you know or share it on your networks. That's really important feedback for me for how I steer the show going forward. And because I'm in this position where I teach people how to launch and grow their podcast, I felt like I wanted to actually needed to help more folks start their podcast in the right way. Podcasting is such an exciting medium, but it can also be a lonely journey, and it can be highs and lows depending on your response and frustrations around certain things, and also exhilaration from feedback that you might get, or just the excitement of turning on a mic and sharing your feelings, sharing how you think, or sharing different ideas. And, you know, the thought of putting that out into the world can be really exciting. But since by nature, podcasting is a recorded audio, there isn't always immediate feedback. And sometimes people wonder if anyone is listening at all, which can really impact how people continue their journey, or if they continue their journey. And I've been there. In fact, I'm always there. Most podcasters are there. They're trying to figure out, how do I serve? How do I serve? And how do I get the feedback where I know it's making a difference? I know it's helping. Even if it is a silly show or a comedy show, how do I know it's hitting? So I started this real-time experiment on how to launch and grow a successful podcast in this new podcast called The Podcaster's Journey. I'm going to try everything, share what works, share what flops, share my own analytics, which I don't know that I've heard any other show do, as well as talk through how to understand your numbers and get more engagement for your show. And the most exciting part is that I'm interviewing the top 200 podcasters trending right now and finding their secrets and sharing how they got there. So my hope is that podcasters near and far will join me as we all take steps on the podcaster's journey. So please go to your listening app right now, search for The Podcaster's Journey, and subscribe to it. And if you're feeling super generous and kind, please leave me a review and share it with anyone you know that has a podcast or is thinking of starting one. It will help us all as we rise together. I'll be back with regular episodes next week. I can't wait for you to hear next week's episode, and always appreciate your support. Sign up for my blog at allisonhair.com and find me on all the socials. You'll see everything in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.